Morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. Anyone has any cell phones or any other audible devices, if you put them on silent now, is not to disrupt the meeting. We appreciate it. And if you'd join and stand me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice
for all. All right, moving on to now to item number three, this discussion and possible action. This is approval of the agenda for May the 16th, 2017. Do we have any changes to make to the agenda?
No changes, Mr. Chairman.
No changes? Any public comment regarding today's agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve today's agenda.
Second.
And move to second to approve the agenda for today, May the 16th, 2017. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number four. This is discussion and possible action. Approval of the minutes for April the 4th, 2017. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes of April the 4th? Hearing none, I call for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for April 4th, 2017.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes for April the 4th, 2017. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries unanimously. Moving now on to item number five, discussion and possible action, approval of the minutes for April the 12th, 2017. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes of April the 12th? Hearing none, call for a motion for approval.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes for April 12th, 2017.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes for April the 12th, 2017. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries unanimously. Moving on now to item number six, discussion and possible action. Approval of the minutes for April the 18th, 2017. Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Hearing none, call for a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for April 18th, 2017.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of April the 18th, 2017. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number seven. This is the consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, we get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve today's consent agenda.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve today's consent agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number eight. This is discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee and or staff reports. We'll start here on the right side of the room and... Excellent. I think I'll go to the right side of the room over here. How about the communications, Mr. Ballard?
I have nothing today. Thank you.
I'll move to the other end of the room now and ask the sheriff. Okay.
Just a couple things real quick. First is sad news. We lost one of our CERT members this past weekend. Dave Greninger passed away from a long-fought battle with cancer. There's going to be a celebration of life for him at his residence Sunday at 1 p.m., if anybody's interested in attending. Dave was a good guy and very active with CERT and participated in several of our functions, so we'll definitely be missing him. The other thing is just consideration for future use, or pursue it in the future. With the legalization of marijuana and everything, there's some gaps in that law, and I would ask that we consider looking at an open container type law as it concerns to marijuana. In conversations with the executive director from Nevada Sheriffs and Chiefs this morning, they're it's one of the things being considered by the governor's task force, but yet it has not materialized into anything. Some of the other counties are taking measures to fill that gap, and both the states of Colorado and the states of Washington have enacted open container type ordinances as it relates to marijuana usage in vehicles on public roadways. So I would like to see about pursuing something of that nature as we move forward and as a stopgap measure of, up until the time that the state takes some type of an action. So, and I'll give the statutes to the district attorney's office and they can look them over and come back with whatever they think is appropriate.
Yes.
So, that's all I have.
Sir, has there been any discussion on vaping? Because you know it's going to hit the vaping market.
I've heard that it is being done, and it's pretty common in some areas of California. But as of yet, I've not heard of any THC extract that's currently being marketed for that purpose.
So. Thank you. The VCTC, Denny Dodson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Knowledge is power. I mentioned that in a meeting this morning. I don't know if it was Mark Twain or someone said that, but this Thursday from 10 until 4 p.m., all of our museums and several attractions are opening their doors to locals, to folks that work here, to folks that live here, our tourism partners in the region, those that want to educate themselves on what the Comstock has so that we can tell our visitors what we have here. I was in the Palace yesterday, a restaurant, and somebody came in and asked about a, you know, an attraction, and the waitresses all pointed at me and said, "We don't know," to ask him. So again, in an attempt to alleviate that, we want to educate that. So hopefully everybody can send their employees, their folks that you know, live here and whatnot, so we can spend a few minutes learning about the Comstock. With that, we're riding into Chili event this weekend. From Union until Sutton Street will be closed on a Saturday morning about 6 to about 6 o'clock on Sunday night. So there'll be a detour set up for the entire weekend. And with that, Courthouse parking lot will also be sequestered for the weekend for some selected groups that are coming up. The Moms with the Run Cancer Benefit will be taking some parking there, as well as some other groups. And then finally, the VCTC is going to look at these and rewarding, if you will, some of the folks that are, you know, we do a good job with the folks in Try, the businesses that open up, making a big deal out of it. But we want to do that here locally. So my office is going to kind of take the lead here and make a little bit more of a fanfare, if you will, with the grand openings here and do some ribbon cuttings. We kind of did one with the Silver Spoon this last weekend. The dates got changed a little bit. But we want to ramp that up and show our appreciation here in Virginia City for the merchants. And we'll be sending out communication to the press and to everybody so we can attend those and show our support. That's all I have.
Questions for Denny? Great. Thank you, Denny.
Thank you, Denny.
Director of Community Relations, Sherry Nevin.
Good morning, Commissioner. Sherry Nevin for the record. We've got several events coming up here in the next month. First, on May 25th, Community Chess will be hosting a groundbreaking at 4 p.m. for the Phase 2 of the Community and Resource Center. They're encouraging everyone to come and attend. They'll have the kids kind of working on that, the before and after school club, so it should be a real fun event. So that's May 25th at 4 p.m. And then on May 29th at 2 p.m., the Mark Twain Community Center will be having their dedication for the Veterans Memorial Wall. That group down there has worked hard on that project for the last couple years, so I'd encourage everyone to attend that as well. And then on May 31st, we have our open house for the museum downstairs, so that'll be from 5 to 7. Again, everyone is welcome to attend that. Nevada Health Centers will be bringing their mammo van to Virginia City on June 21st. They were to come several months ago, but due to weather, they canceled, so spread the word about that. And that is all I have.
Any questions for Sheriff?
And we are in the process of posting through Vanessa's office a notice of quorum for all three of those events.
Perfect. Okay, great. Thank you, Sherry. Director of the County Senior Citizen Center, Stacy Gilbert. Nothing today? Great, thank you. Director of Security, Melanie Keener.
Nothing today, thank you.
Over to the Fire Department, Chief Nevin.
Good morning. Thank you. Just a couple items. We'll be looking at closing open burning in the next couple of weeks. Follow suit with the other areas around the region. It's mostly only open in the Mark Twain area right now. So we'll put some notice in the paper for everybody when that happens, put the press release out. And then on another note, even though it rained here this morning, it's been a little cool. Fire season is starting in other parts of the country, and we've actually sent one of our firemen to Alabama to be a heavy equipment strike team leader. So he's back there working with tractor plows and dozers and all that such. Left last week, so we'll wait to hear his tales from Alabama when he comes back. And it was, I believe, when he left, it was 160,000 acres. So quite a bit of burning around us. So fortunate enough, some of the modeling that we've seen, if we don't get any significant precipitation, our fire season will probably be delayed late July, August, somewhere in that area. I've got a presentation I can send you that was done through the Western Great Basin Coordination Center if you're interested in seeing that. So that's all I have.
Any questions for Jeff?
So when you send people to the out-of-state fires, are you part of a zone or a region that you support each other? Because, you know, in Florida, they got, 10 days ago, they had 120-some fires. So I'm assuming they could use all the help they could get. So.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how that works.
A lot of those times, those areas get taxed with the amount that they have, so they start putting out those orders for people who have been on those fires for, you know, their long amount of time, usually 2 weeks. So they start placing those orders to replace those people, get them some rest. And for us to get them out this far west this early in the season shows that they are actually probably taxed to their limit back there. So that's why we get those requests, and those come through. This request came through the State Emergency Management Division. So.
Thank you.
Jeff, it might be informational to go ahead and just briefly touch on the reimbursement components for both the equipment and the staff so everybody understands.
Yeah, and I'll bring those to you when I get them finalized through both BLM Forest Service and you've already seen the Nevada Division of Forestry one, but those agreements were part of that, you know, big pool over here. All of our qualifications for our people go into that when they are looking for a specific person to be assigned for strike team leader for engines or a division supervisor. It goes through the list, gets filtered down to those people with those qualifications. We get the call, and if we can send somebody, we do that. The billing goes back to whatever federal agency it is, Forest Service, BLM, and they in turn reimburse us for all the costs that are associated with travel, overtime, the coverage that's here, filling in for that person in his regularly assigned spot. So,
And a pre-agreed hourly rate for the
right.
equipment as well, both in transit and in duty.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Great. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
He's up here. So we have our county recorder in the audience today. Chapman, anything today?
Nothing today.
Great, thank you. Comptroller, Mr. Gallagher?
Mr. Chairman, nothing at this time, thank you.
Okay. No?
Okay.
No, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Okay. You have something to say?
Probably
okay.
not, but.
On the way out, Chief?
Yeah.
Gary Hames?
Thanks. On the way out, I have nothing to share.
District Attorney, Mr. Loomis?
Nothing today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
County Manager, Whitten.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'd like to report on behalf of Jason Van Havel and our water sewer project. Jason, by the way, I think is at state finals for, I believe it's track and field for one of his children. So his report today is, the bad news is we opened bids last week on the remaining phases of the sewer project. We had an engineer's estimate of approximately $10 million to finish the remaining bid for the remaining project, 75% funded by USDA, 25% funded by a grant, 75 on a grant from USDA, 25 from a long-term low-interest rate loan from USDA as well. So the engineer's estimates were in the range of about $10 million. The high bid came back at $19 million. And the low bid came back at approximately $16 million. So everybody had a powwow yesterday. The determination was on June 6th, we, together with Far West, will be asking this commission to reject all bids and approve the project to go out for rebid. We'll run advertisements in the Comstock Chronicle for solicitation of bids beginning June 9th, subject to your approval. We would open bids almost a month later on July 7th with the bid opening. And on July 18th, we would hopefully put this back on the commission agenda again with a notice to proceed if we stay on schedule September 11th. The thought is there are multiple thoughts. The later we go into the season, probably, hopefully, the more available some of these construction companies might have access to manpower and equipment. We're a victim of our own success. We've basically drained the entire construction market. So we're hoping for that. In addition, there were at least two bidders that we know of, and potentially even three, that couldn't get their bond levels raised high enough to encompass a $10 million bid. We're hoping that they can get their ducks in order. Two companies in particular, I think, were in that shape. And last and most importantly, as we took a long, hard look at the Gold Hill portion of this, that was going to be about a $5 million phase because we were going to eliminate the gang septic tank, the community septic tank that we have down there, lift it up over the hill, and let it gravity fall into the existing treatment facility. That was about a $5 million component, roughly. And when we calced out the return on investment for the number of users, as in like about 35, it just didn't make any sense. So we'll be proposing to cut out that portion of the project, put a few dollars in down the road to improving the leach field and potentially the septic in Gold Hill more cost effectively. So that's our game plan. Any questions on that one?
Yeah, when it goes to the bid process, we have a list of contractors that we go ahead and send notice to them directly, not to diminish our local newspaper, but we want to make sure that we get the word out there as broad-based as we possibly can.
So yes, Far West does that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So should they actually advertise in a regional newspaper as well, as of the RGJ or something?
We could. I would be honest with you. It's very expensive, and we're hitting the big companies that are here.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the bidders, I think, were the qualified bidders this time around were SNC, who's done an awful lot of work around the region, especially on the roads, and Granite. I don't know why Q&D elected not. Q&D didn't quote it. Q&D quoted it, too. Okay. Like I said, there are a few others we hope will be able to step in a bit as well that okay. we've reached out to through Far West. I just want to give a big round of applause this morning at our staff meeting. James Dean, our IT director, thanked all the department heads and made sure they thanked their staffs for their diligent awareness and compliance with our IT protocols in terms of passwords, malware, all those types of things. And that is a testimony to to their talents. But most importantly, I want to recognize James and his IT group. If you think about it, over the weekend, we had a historic attack on the entire internet through ransomware. Took down a number of systems. While we had an outage yesterday morning, it was simply due to equipment failure. We're trying to stretch our equipment, sometimes a little too long, and our backup server died. So that gave us the need to go ahead and take the system down. We lost nothing in the process, but in essence, the long story short, while you're reading or hearing of all these companies that got attacked, cyber attacked over the weekend, we did not. And we did not because of a lot of the disciplines and systems and structures that you guys helped fund through the budget process and that James and his team execute. So I think that's a big deal in my opinion because those are crippling other companies. James gave a kind of a touching story. His own stepfather got a ransomware note and panicked and actually went through the whole process, and now they practically own him. They're trying to unwind that type of damage. So they have a tendency to pick on vulnerable, you know, older people that just see that, and they asked him for a credit card number, and he provided it. Then they came back and bogusly said, that credit card doesn't work, give me another, give me another, give me another. And within short order, they had every information, bit of information on him that they needed. So that's my report, sir.
Any questions for Pat? None? Okay. How about Director of Planning, Mr. Osborne?
No, thank you.
Nothing today? Okay. County Clerk, Stevens? Nothing today? All right. That concludes item 8. We'll move on now to item number 9. These are board comments. We'll take no action or public comment. Start to my far left here. Commissioner Gilman?
Nothing today, sir. Thank you.
Vice Chairman McGuffey?
Just one little thing. Someone approached me in the last week or so about the new parking lot, and they live up above it. And so during the Grand Prix, they saw a lot of people in there coming and going. But one thing they recommended, we put a few garbage cans in there because they witnessed somebody throwing a diaper on the ground out there. We'll have to pay to have somebody empty the garbage, but at the same time, otherwise you're going to be paying for them to pick up the parking lot too. So maybe consider putting a couple strategic garbage cans out there.
We can, and it's been recommended actually by some on staff. The issue is we have a terrible time policing the tenants in the apartments across the street from the parking lot. We used to have one in front of the courthouse, and it got filled with household garbage on almost a daily basis. So we'll assess the pros and cons and kind of go from there.
All right. What do I have today? It's always fun to go ahead and mention that we have a Virginia City High School senior, the youngest son of Bum and Christy Hess, Colton Hess. He set a new track record this last Saturday in the regionals in Carson City. He runs fast. I don't know which event he was running in, but he did set a new state record in the 1A division. So, anyway, mighty muck will prevail.
That was the 800 meter, by the way.
800 meter?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Distance.
And I know that there's schools looking at him, colleges, for the track program. Moving along now to item number 10, discussion only. We'll take no action. Discussion and direction to staff regarding legislation or legislative issues proposed by legislators or by other entities permitted by the state, by the Nevada State Legislature to submit bill draft requests or such legislative issues as may be deemed by the chairman of the board to be of critical significance to Story County. Specific bills will include SB 57, which staff has expressed full support, and bills SB 176, SB 244, SB 314, AB 289, SB 271, AB 290, SB 356, SB 469, and AB 384. So, who wants to start? Do you want to start, Pat?
I'll start off, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to defer later to Commissioner McGuffey, who has been vital in SB 57, our VMT bill. And the only one I'm going to take this morning is SB 176. It was heard in Assembly Government Affairs last week. I will tell you, I never have seen more law enforcement people in the building ever. It was universal in its support, and the legislature's done a very good job of providing at least some flexibility when it comes to funding through the potential to enact a 911 surcharge. We currently have the ability to enact. We choose not to. We'll go through the budgets with the comptroller and the sheriff once we get a handle on what we have to have, and then get a cost. The sheriff's been active in that area. And I would probably tell you at this stage, I would hope that we don't need to look at a tax. The good news I got out of it is if there is not a complaint or an event, the archiving of your average encounter or traffic stop is, I think, 10 days. I'm looking for the sheriff to confirm that. I think it's 10.
15
days. Oh, you're right. Okay. Yeah, so 15 days, which, you know, I think, again, takes an awful lot of the fear factor out of how much storage space you're going to have up in the cloud. But it was a good hearing, and as I recall, there was no opposition from anybody. So, good process. So with that, that's the only one I want to talk about.
Okay, we only got about 3 weeks left, I think, in the legislature, don't we?
Yes. Yes, that's got to be almost right on okay. 25 when I was there.
So. Jack, you want to handle SB 57?
Yes, SB 57, for those who are, I see some new faces in the audience, so I'll recap it briefly. It's a bill to change the VNT Reconstruction Committee from 9 to 5 members on the board, and also to add, it won't be add, but to replace a couple of those seats with directors of tourism from Virginia City and from Carson City, put them on the board. The idea is, it passed the House last week unanimously, 39-0 on the votes. It's actually gone through all phases of this, all the steps unopposed. We've never had one vote against it. So it's now ready for the governor's signature. And this will help us gain control of the funding, put the marketing in our tourism director's hands. We have other plans, too, that will save the train. Let's say not save the train. It'll take it from running in the red all summer long. The goal is to start putting it in the black with the right people in charge.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Jack. Moving on now to item number 11. This is a discussion and possible action. Authorize the county manager to execute contracts as needed with JBA Consulting Engineers to provide engineering, general consulting, third-party review services, and in the amount not to exceed $50,000. Mr. Witt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're recommending approval. And to give you a little background, our staffs, both on the Fire Protection District and Community Development, are very skilled at not only our average, but most of our complex processes. But we find the need occasionally to need to consult with third-party engineers or have third-party engineers provide us some detail and some analysis. We have probably more than one, but at least one right now, very complex process being proposed for an existing building out in the industrial area. And it'll be a long process. It'll need to go through special use permitting, NDEP permitting, a number of things. But integral to that, as components to both the SUP input and I'm assuming the NDEP input on their programs, we need to make sure we know and understand what each of the chemicals on site are and do, and most importantly, probably, what happens on a worst-case scenario when chemicals interact, which stuff happens. So we're recommending approval to consult with JBA. Our primary focus with them right now is looking at fire protection engineering, industrial hygienist, and chemical engineering. And essentially what will happen is the project proponent will, through their group, provide us all the information that they feel we need or that we feel we need in order to answer these questions and be comfortable with the project, should we so get there. JBA serves as our second opinion, if you will, our consultant. Our arrangements are we pay them. However, you may note in my staff summary, there's a provision in the International Fire Code that requires the owners to basically pick up the cost of that. And I was able to confirm that the project proponent provided me in writing yesterday an acknowledgement that we pay, so they're our vendor, and that they will reimburse. So this contract has a not-to-exceed cost of $50,000, but in truth, it's an hourly rate based on the specialist that's involved or specialists, and by the project proponent doing the bulk of the work and then submitting it for second opinion, at least on this one project, the rate, the ultimate cost overall should be lower, and definitely we'd be looking at full reimbursement, so it's cost neutral.
Perfect. All right. Well, we open up for any public comment regarding this item. No takers? Any board comments?
No, I think it's I think it's a well worthwhile thing to do. We basically got somebody on the payroll without paying PERS and all the benefits that come along with it. So that's pretty good for professional help.
Yeah, and after reimbursement, we have them on the payroll without paying them.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. That said, if I can go ahead and get a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve and authorize the county manager to execute contracts with JBA Consulting Engineers to provide engineering, general consulting, and third-party review services in the amount not to exceed $50,000.
One second.
Been moved and second to approve this item. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 12, discussion of possible action, review and possible approval of the 2017-2018 general fund final budget for submission to the Department of Taxation. Mr. Gallagher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the commission, department heads, visiting public. This process started in January. It has been probably one of the most difficult periods since I have been here that we've been through. A lot of indicators have been out there. But this process has gotten a lot of hours put into it, and I present to you the final budget for the 2017-2018 year. I would be remiss if I did not extend a thanks of gratitude for all of our elected officials and department heads who participated. This budget, final budget, the adjustments to that, the tentative, affected almost every single department and a lot of the funds that we've had. So to them, I say thank you very much. I would like to also thank your audit committee, which is Jesse Fain, Austin Osborne, myself, and Jennifer McCain. There are a lot of hours put into this, a lot of meetings, a lot of discussion, and I appreciate all of that from you. I would also like to thank Jennifer McCain here for being thrown into the deep end of the pool. This was her first complete budget cycle, pretty much out on her own, and true to form, the Department of Taxation took advantage of that, and for the most part of 10 days or 2 weeks, it was nothing but nitpicking through the tentative, which I'm going to have another conversation with those individuals next week. I also have to thank the commission. Unlike most commissions, which shoot the messenger upon such bad news for the tentative, all of you have politely given me a slight nudge and said, get a recess. So I appreciate you for all of your help, too. So with that, I will start presenting the final budget. We first will have the general fund. General fund revenues increased about $454,000 over the tenant. And there's reasons for that. One is that during the tentative, when we submitted the tentative, we had not, at that point in time, got any final figures from the Department of Taxation, which does submit all of our things for ad valorem, sales taxes, real property transfer tax, centrally assessed. We just didn't have those figures. In looking at those final figures presented to them after the tentative, we felt very confident that centrally assessed would probably go up at least $300,000 from where we had originally had it. There was a minor adjustment in the Tesla reimbursements that we were going to get for this year. And we also added another line item called service department fees. We're going to initiate a plan to where the service department, within guidelines, will attach a service fee for all those vehicles from various departments that they work on. This is not going to be usurious in any stretch of form, but we want to make it. We want to see what this does as far as redistributing some income. So effectively, the general fund budget sits right now at $13,773,617. On our expenditure side, our clerk treasurer department reduced its budget by $102,429. $2,429 was due to a health insurance adjustment, and $100,000 that's going to be used for Vanessa's voting machine and equipment is going to be moved to our capital projects, which is a special revenue fund. District court. We reduced the district court professional fees by $20,000 and public defender by $36,700 because there were anomalies this year that normally have not happened in the last two or three years. We have had a murder trial that has taken up about $27,000 of those funds, either through the public defender or through outside services. We're hoping we don't have another one this year. So consequently, we're going to see what happens. So hopefully this will be a good sign. genetic marker testing is a special revenue fund. That's derived from justice court and district court fees. The expenditures range from improvements to lab fee expense. There is no change on that budget. Drug court is accumulated at the time of sentencing and passed through to the Carson City Alternative Sentencing per order of the district court judges. There is no change in that budget. Our recorder's budget was reduced by $9,689. Again, there was a health insurance adjustment of $4,689. And professional services to ADS for some migration, for some information that we're going to have to extract from them. I will get back to that at a little later date. The assessor actually went down about $22,000 due to the retirement of a long-standing employee, and so their budget stands at $415,243. Technology fund. This gives authority to the assessor to charge certain fees which will be used for technology or improved technology within the county assessor. There is no change in that budget. Buildings and grounds is essentially five different funds. Buildings and grounds, pools, parks, service department, water, and sewer. So in lining, we have a brand new department head, Jason Van Abel. We decided to readjust some of his duties and accordingly some of his salary to some special revenue funds along with his assistant, Jason Rubisky. So the Buildings and Grounds Department, their salaries and wages went up $13,643. However, their benefits went down $4,727, which left a total a net of an $8,916 increase over the tentative. Pools and Parks, salaries and wages was reduced by $2,288, and health insurance benefits was reduced by $1,270 for a total of $3,558. Service Department, salaries and wages were reduced by $12,969, and health insurance benefits by $8,095 for a total of $21,064. Roads Department. The Roads Department normally, as part of their revenue stream for all of the prior years, was giving a $300,000 transfer from the general fund. We have decided to eliminate that. Doesn't mean it's not going away, but there are still a lot of funds left in this year's budget to go ahead and provide some of those products, those improvements. If it so happens that with all the improvements for next year, there is a need for additional funding, we can certainly provide this out of the general. On the expense side, their salaries and wages increased $7,800, and their health insurance benefits decreased $2,576. Mr. Chairman, would you like to reconvene now at the Water and Water and Sewer Board?
Sure. Or do we want to approve that as is?
What?
My recommendation would be just to approve the entire general fund in total. That's typically what I think we've done it before. So when you get done with water sewer, you tackle some more general, get done with the fire protection district, just when you get to the last of the general, just recommend to approve all the general fund budgets.
We're going to separate out the sheriffs?
I would defer to you.
Well, the sewer and water is a separate entity, as
right.
is the fire district. I mean, they're all separate.
We'll vote on this separately.
Yeah, but the question is do we go ahead and approve the budgets that we just talked about, or can we approve all or all minus the sheriff at the end?
But you're gonna approve the fire district budget separately?
Yes,
and
so, water. And water sewer.
Okay.
I was wondering if we approve it as we go.
Sure. You can. That's a question actually Jack and I had yesterday.
Why don't we do that?
Okay.
Why don't we do that? That way
sure.
we don't have to go backtrack. That way we can go ahead and take any public comment right now on any of the budget items that Mr. Gallagher has pointed out. Okay. With that said, if we can go ahead and get a motion to approve the general budget on items that have been submitted to this point by the comptroller.
Do we need to list those items? Or?
I think we can, sure. Hugh, follow with me and make sure that I get them all. These would be the budgets for the revenues, as our comptroller stated, the recorder, the assessor, buildings and grounds, pools and parks, service department, community development. Excuse me, I skipped a whole page. Clerk, treasurer, district court, community development. How far did we get on this?
Markets.
Huh?
Yeah.
I think we just went to community.
You go ahead and just recap the budget.
In recap, Mr. Chairman, what you are going to approve today is not only some of the general revenue funds, but also some special revenue funds. They are general fund revenue. Clerk Treasurer Department, District Court Department, Genetic Testing Special Revenue Fund, Drug Court Special Revenue Fund, Recorder Department, Assessor Department, Technology Special Revenue Fund, Buildings and Grounds, Pools and Parks, Service Department, and Roach Special Revenue Fund.
Okay. So once again, any public comment regarding any of those budgets?
Can I get your list there? Can you check it off? Just for the motion. What do you got there?
Yes.
I couldn't write up fast enough. You're splitting them off.
You are talking good through this?
Yeah, I'll just fire that. Okay. This is all of them right there.
Okay, I'll make a motion for the approval of the 2017-18 general fund budget for the items submitted to the Department of Taxation, that being revenues, expenditures for the clerk treasurer's office, district court, genetic testing, and expenditures totaling 3.23%, revenues at zero, total expense zero, also to include, because you're kind of out of order, the recorder and the assessor, and their revenues, technology revenues minus 6%, 6.56%, and expenditures being minus 5.95%. Buildings and grounds, pool and parks, service department, with roads. And I believe that'll be it.
All right. So we have a motion to approve those general and special revenue funds. Can we get a second on that?
Second.
It moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now. We'll go ahead and we're going to recess as the Story County Board of Commissioners, and we're going to convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board. Sure. All right. With that said, we're going to go ahead and take about a 5-minute recess.